Okay, Cardiff, do you have your phone ready?
I do. I've downloaded the Google Arts and Culture app.
Awesome.
Stacey, the other day you and I did this thing that's been going around social media.
Yes, you open up this Google app, you take a selfie, and then Google compares your picture with this vast database of paintings it has from museums all over the world, and then it matches you with a portrait that resembles you. Cardiff, you were especially excited about this.
I think this is pretty silly.
Okay.
I wasn't going to fall for it, okay? But for the purposes of our work, okay? For our own art, I will suffer.
This is a sacrifice that you are willing to make.
I will give my data to Google. Okay, here we go.
When you use Google art selfies, you are giving Google something really valuable. Your face. And that is today's indicator. Your face. It is worth money. It is the next big thing. And most of us, Cardiff, are giving it away.
Coming up on the show, what companies want with our faces, and why two U.S. states won't let people give their faces away.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Amica Insurance, offering auto, home, and life insurance. Amica is committed to customer service that goes above and beyond. Expect something different when you experience Amica. Visit meetamica.com/NPR.
Now, we talked to Google, and they said, very unambiguously, that they are not using this art selfie thing to store face data or to train their algorithms or to capture our souls. They said, hey, this is just fun and just about art.
But the bigger picture is that everyone definitely wants your face. Apple's new iPhone X can be unlocked with your face, and Facebook can recognize the faces of billions of people now and their friends. Governments, they have facial recognition for, quote-unquote, security.
And it is not just your face. Your fingerprints, your voice, your retinas, it's part of this new category of data that companies are jumping on called biometric data.
We talked about this with Bob Grossman. He's a professor at the University of Chicago.
And you've been looking at big data for a while.
For almost 30 years.
Before it was even called big data, when it was little data.
Robert says biometric data is going way beyond just recognizing who you are. Your face can also reveal your mood, or if you've gained weight, or if your voice sounds raspy when talking to Alexa.
Can I order you some cough drops?
This feels both miraculous and horrifying. And some states have passed laws to protect people's biometric data. One of those states happens to be Illinois, where Robert Grossman lives.
When I open up, at the top, it says Google Arts and Culture. And then there is a series of very nice images. And
oh, okay. Because on my app, there's like a little selfie application. But you do not see that.
I do not see that.
Robert cannot play the Google Art selfie game because of that Illinois data law.
And Robert doesn't like that law for a couple of reasons. For one thing, he thinks there should be federal rules governing biometric data so that there's one national standard.
And he thinks the government shouldn't necessarily get to make that decision. Instead, it should require companies to tell you when they're taking your data and how they're going to use it. And then he says it should be our choice, who gets our face and when and what they do with it.
Well, I think that's the essential question here. It's not, you know, what Illinois does, is what we do at a broader scale and is what policies we have so that people can have more control over it.
As of now, we don't really have much control between smart speakers and phones unlocking and Instagram and Snapchat and fitness trackers. We've just been handing over our biometric data like it's nothing. So we asked Robert, is it too late? Is our face pretty much a lost cause?
I don't think so. I mean, in this case, I'm an optimist.
Robert says the government has stepped in to regulate data usage before. The Fair Credit Reporting Act put limitations on how our financial data could be shared, or like the Do Not Call list made companies stop using our phone numbers even though they had them. Also, he says, it's early days, and some people have been smart enough not to hand over their faces for nothing. Speaking of which, Cardiff Garcia, who did you get? What portrait do you look like?
Portrait of a gentleman with red sleeves.
Oh, let me see.
That is an astonishing amount of facial hair, though.
And he's not happy about it. This is what I got.
What is going on?
It's a portrait of Rene Descartes.
That's awesome.
I can't say I don't see it at all. If you have an idea for an indicator, send us an email, indicator@npr.org. This podcast is produced by Darius Rafieyan and edited by Jacob Goldstein.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Amica Insurance, offering auto, home, and life insurance with personalized coverage and a reputation for exceptional service. Amica puts customers as their top priority. Visit meetamica.com/NPR.